Cronk and the Bro podcast.
Cronk and the Bro.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to our very special episode. It is a wedding-themed episode today. Yes. Do you want to break the news?
Well, you know, the Cronk and the Bro have formed an official alliance.
The alliance is so strong.
Yes. So we have the rings to prove it. So there's that. And so we figured for this podcast, you know, we're, you know, several episodes in now, that we have a special wedding episode, probably gonna end up being a two-parter.
It is going to be a two-parter. And we're sporting our brand new bride and groom.
Yeah.
Robes here.
Yeah, bride and groom. So very comfortable, actually. This is, I don't know. I mean,
they're very comfortable. We wore them all around the spa at our mini moon. It was glorious. And I could live in this robe.
And I don't want to record every episode with the robes on, but it could end up being a lot because it's very comfortable.
It is. Actually, in terms of wardrobe, this is great.
Yeah, super easy. So yeah.
Like just very.
Yeah.
Like a warm,
it's just nice,
hug.
You know, just like nice on the neck and stuff. This is like pretty cool.
Like I could just like float around a pool with the robe on.
Yeah.
You know,
no, like it's the most comfortable.
Living my best life in an inner tube.
It's the most comfortable thing other than just, you know, like a really baggy hooded sweatshirt or something like that. I mean, this is pretty good.
Which is also your favorite winter attire. So
true.
Which will you choose this winter? Will you choose the typical PY special hoodie, jogging pants, or is it going to be this robe?
I mean, I think overall hoodie and jogging pants is going to usually win out against a robe, but this is pretty good. This is pretty legit, this robe, so pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Thank you, Bed Bath & Beyond.
Okay, yeah.
And Aunt Lisa.
That's true, yes. The aunts always.
Always.
The weddings.
Yeah. Always. But you know what? The aunts are very stuck in their ways, I will say.
Yeah.
They have certain traditions that they're very old-fashioned about. Like, I received so much heat when they found out that we were staying in the same room on our wedding night. Like, hello, we live together.
Well, okay, wait, so what? Okay, you mean wedding night or night before?
Night before.
Oh, yeah.
Night before. Okay. Traditionally.
Yeah.
Especially, we're talking about Italian aunts here, so the tradition is so ingrained. Would you say that for the Lebanese family too?
Yeah, I think so, but I feel like the Italian, you know, I feel like the Italians definitely, you know,
mm-hmm.
at least in the United States. I think like Lebanese probably in Lebanon are definitely more stringent, you know, and I guess people, you know, in the origin, so to speak, you know, but I think Italians for sure.
They were up in arms.
Yeah.
That we were seeing each other before seeing each other on the wedding day.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I hate to break it to you, but I see him every day.
I know. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a lot of.
But they, were you there for that? They gave me so much heat for that.
I wasn't there for that.
There were witnesses. My cousin, the matron of honor, she had to like swoop in and be like, listen, people, if Sarah wants to spend the night before in her room with Patrick, she has the right to do that. Back off.
Yeah. I received zero heat whatsoever from anybody.
This is bullshit. I'm calling bullshit on this. You, why did you not receive heat?
I'm the man. That's what, you know, what else are you going to do? Just saying. I'm just the coolest, so, like, no one gives him shit because everyone knows, like, don't step to him. Like, he, you know,
I mean, awesome. How come none of your aunts gave you, like, shit or something? Why is all the shit on me? It's not shit, really, but, you know, the guilt was so heavy, like, turning the knife.
I got zero guilt. Nothing.
Nothing. And it's just, like, easy breezy for you, right? Like, you got a full night's sleep, and you just, like, woke up in the morning when you wanted to, and just so relaxing for
you. You had to go in early?
Yeah, I mean, I stayed up really late, actually.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's like, get a good night's sleep, but I had been working so much, I was behind, that there were just things I needed to still do.
I mean, we both stayed up late, but you definitely woke up way earlier than me.
I stayed up later because, truthfully, because I'm a procrastinator.
Yes, we know and... this. Those of you who don't know this, she procrastinates.
Spoiler alert.
I used to be a procrastinator, but
I've
turned a corner.
I function well. I do function well. I get it done. The truth is I was tweaking my vows. I had been working on them. Mm. But I will tell you this now that we're married. Mm-hmm. I had them done. They were in like a file.
Yeah.
But I, you know, didn't bring anything to print them with. And unlike someone over here, I didn't memorize them. So, ain't nobody got time for that. So I was writing them down on like a postcard, like right before I was getting into my dress.
I believe that. I believe that. Yep.
The photographer has pictures to prove it.
You're just like scrambling.
But I wasn't writing them at that point. I was just transposing them.
All right. That's fair. Putting them on the right thing to.
Yeah, I was just consolidating them onto a postcard. On your
flashcards or whatever.
Well, yeah, on my front and back flashcards. Like I was giving a presentation for school. Were you nervous?
No.
Oh, come on. Nothing?
No.
Oh, you're such a pain in the ass. What the hell? You were. I mean, I wasn't.
It's fun, you know? It's like it's.
Of course it's fun, but I was still just like nervous happy.
Yeah, no, that's
like,
fair.
Happy nerves, not nervous that anything was going to, like, go wrong or anything, just, like, I don't know.
The only thing is, a tradition that, you know, is up for dispute, that's highly contested, is the first look dispute. A lot of the old-fashioned folks, they don't believe in doing the first look. New age is definitely a new age thing with kids going, you know what, let's get our photos done. We had this time before, and then we enjoy our guests more, and it's like, you know, again, the time frame is there. So that's another tradition that's highly disputed. Now, with our wedding, it was a little squeezed on time because the photographer, they basically had to bomb us right up from where we were taking pictures, where you had to, you know, pull some good moves in terms of avoiding little geese poop. On the course.
Well, that's really something that I never thought about. That, like, oh, it's all I thought about was like sunshine, rainbows, fall foliage. This is gonna be great. But like, I didn't process any of the mud or the giant geese poop turd that I might step in this like white dress. That, and there you are, like trying to help me, and the ground is muddy and wet, and I'm like trying to walk in this massive. Thing with this train, like you don't walk in your wedding dress at your fittings. You just like stand there.
The funniest thing too was another instance of like, you know, taking pictures before and being on a lot of weddings happen near golf courses or at an inn or whatever, right? Another one that I knew just from my sports instincts. We're on a golf course, and now Ken, it didn't help that I played the course the night before, so I go. Where we're taking pictures, where we're standing right now, is where tee shots land, which is like the worst place you could be is to be in a landing area for a tee shot in golf.
Because those are the ones. What is a tee shot?
So a tee shot is basically like those are shots where, you know, if you're a decent golfer, you're hitting your drives, you know, probably 250 plus. A lot of good golfers can hit 280. So that ball. Being hit at us while we were taking pictures, and I was just like staring. I was staring at the tee box the whole time. I'm like, don't hit me. Definitely don't hit Kronk in the back of the head with a golf ball. Like I'll, you know,
right in the face too. Like nice big black eye
so,
for the aisle.
So in terms of the tee shot, like that's the most powerful one. That's where the driver head is like this big, and it, you know, you just that's where you get the most. Okay. That's the most powerful shot in golf is the tee shot because. You know, a par three or par four, you know, those are going to be, you know, I mean, some par threes are short, but that particular hole was, I think that was a par four, or par five, you know, that's like 420 yards. So you want to hit a nice big tee shot for your first shot, because you're going to have to play a few shots to get to the, you know, to the pin, you know, so you want your tee shot, especially on that hole, to be 260. So again, we're taking pictures and...
I hear words and with just, numbers and tee shots and 260 and, you know,
just the Charlie Brown teacher, womp, womp, womp. Yep, at any rate, sure enough, I was right in my concern about where we were taking pictures, because about 20 yards behind you, a fucking tee shot lands right behind you. Photographers had no idea either. I had to stare at this tee. I stared at this tee shot, and the guy came over after he hit it, and he's like, put his hand up. He's like, oh shit, I'm sorry. Like, you know.
Yeah.
We're holding up the golf game, so I understand them. They want to tee off.
I'm sorry. We paid money to have an event here. No, I'm sorry. Don't bullshit. Hold your fucking golf. Sorry.
Well,
but
at any rate,
you can just wait it out. We're taking pictures.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing. The guy hit a good tee shot, so that's why I was concerned. If the guy sucked, they would have put in the water. We would have been fine. They wouldn't have reached us. But this guy hit a good drive, and
right.
You know,
was that the same guy who crashed the photo? Do you remember that guy? On purpose, he crashed the photo.
Yeah, you know what? I think it was the same guy.
It was the same guy. So we had this guy that just was so excited, and he just like had to come and take a picture with us. Photographers took a picture of it. It was all documented. We were standing on two sides of this like stone cabin, and
yeah,
the guy stood in the middle.
I think it was the same guy because we were still taking pictures after all their tee shots, and then they drove their carts up, and I don't know, it was because he hit his second shot too, right in front of us before. So, and that was also where we were by the water, and that was where you were like, you know, tippy toeing around geese poop. And like your dress,
it was a miracle that I didn't step in geese poop.
And I just, you know, my whole thing with women wearing heels and shoes, it just sounds awful. It sounds miserable. And so you're wearing heels, and like one of your heels like sunk into the mud.
They're all sinking in. Like every step I'm taking,
disaster.
Yeah,
disaster.
Like don't ever complain to me about your dress shoes, not the, you know.
No.
I don't want to hear any man complain about dress shoes.
It's just so stupid.
Because the videographer was getting frustrated with me at one point, and I said to him, I said, would you like to try these heels on and try walking this muddy grass?
Maybe don't take pictures of us where we have to stand in mud. Maybe find a different location.
Well, the ground was wet. I mean, no one knows what the ground is going to be like. I'm glad it wasn't actively raining, but it clearly had rained that morning or something. And
Rain in the morning.
When you visualize the first look, you just think, I was just in La La Land, like thinking about how pretty the trees would look, not thinking about any of the practical stuff that you're walking through mud. And then, you know, my maid and matron of honor are there with like baby wipes trying to get the mud off my dress because we did the first look before we actually like go down the aisle and like part two happens.
Oh, man.
But did you receive any guilt about the first look?
No, I didn't receive any guilt. I just know that it's sort of you know, a lot of the old fashioned old timers, you know, they're like, no, you should see the groom should just see the bride when they get to the venue and get their first reaction. No,
and
again,
it is very nice when that happens.
No,
it
that's
is.
Cool. And like, you know, the first look, the photographer still captures the first time a groom sees his bride. But, you know, it's a new age and a lot of people are doing it now.
We didn't have the luxury of time.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have time. And the way the whole day was built, there wouldn't have been that time to go do pictures. We barely had time for pictures as it was.
Yeah.
They
also drove a little far away from the ceremony spot to get the pictures. But again,
no, but that's where
good looks,
those
forget.
Were good pictures.
All right, yeah.
By the willow tree. No, I wanted those pictures. No. I'm glad.
To have the willow tree.
Yes, of course I have to have the willow tree. Listen,
oh my God.
I waited 2 years to get pictures of that willow tree in the fall. So goddamn, I will be getting my willow tree pictures.
All right, you got your willow tree pictures.
I did, and I had to dodge the geese poop all for it.
And tee shots, you know, drilling.
I'm not worried about the tee shots. Come on, the view. It's the view.
I would take stepping in a little bit of geese poop over getting a 260 yard drive to the back of the head.
You're right.
Before the party had even begun. I knew they were going to be close. I knew that one of those tee shots was going to be close. And sure enough, I was right.
Yeah.
Wow. So, at any rate.
Yeah. So, what did you do? Like, you don't have to get your hair and makeup done. What did you do all day? Like, what did you do?
So,
I'm so curious.
Yeah, so, I woke up at, like, 10.
No. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
We were awake, I thought.
You were awake because you had to wake up at 9 a.m. for makeup and hair. You were just like, you know,
which isn't
hustling.
That early, actually, but, you know.
Well, we did stay up till, like, I think 2 or 3 the night before.
No, not 3. You went to bed at, like, 12:30. I stayed up till, like, 2.
We remember
working on stuff.
Oh, no, you know what? We stayed up till 3 Saturday night, obviously, not Friday
yes.
night.
No, not Friday. But night, not the night before.
At any rate, you know, you woke up way earlier than me. I know that, you know.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
So then lunch, I went with my groomsmen.
You had lunch? You, like, went and got lunch? Oh, my God. That blows my mind. It's okay. We had stuff brought in. Kim, my maid of honor, brought, like, beautiful trays of stuff. I was too nervous to eat anything, but clearly you were cool as a cucumber all day long. Did you, like, eat a burrito? Like, what'd you eat?
Boston Market.
Oh, my God.
I had rotisserie chicken, macaroni and cheese.
Stop.
Mashed potatoes and gravy. What?
Stop it right now. Are you serious?
Can we
just talk about this, though? Like, I ate, like, not nothing, but, like, I did not want to feel bloated in my dress. Like, I ate a couple pieces of fruit and, like, two bites of a bagel and a little bit of coffee, but, like, really nothing much more beyond that. And you you had, like, a whole Thanksgiving meal for lunch.
Well, hold on.
It wasn't Thanksgiving right now.
It wasn't Thanksgiving.
It was Thanksgiving with chicken. It was like all the sides are there.
No stuffing, yes, but
mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, and you had a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, it was really good.
I did not know that.
It took them a little while to make it. Just a little, you know, they were short staffed, but you know, it worked out.
It worked out. And did you feel bloated in your tux?
No, I didn't.
Even after all that chicken?
I didn't. Because we ate at noon, then really, like, my thing was for the groomsmen and myself, we wanted to just be in our, you know, our nice shirts and pants by, like, 1 o'clock.
Right.
Photographer came 1:30.
Can't believe. I'm in shock.
Simple strategy. You know, the simpler the plans are.
It's, you know. The boys have it so easy. All you have to do is, like, shower, shave, and get dressed. That's it. Like, there's no, I mean, I will say I was very relaxed. I was very calm, but there still was, like, a lot to be done the day of, coordinating vendors and all that.
I mean.
And you had Boston Market. It's just, I mean, I'm calling bullshit on this, but you had Boston Market.
Played a little bit of, you know, old school Nintendo in the hotel room.
Good. Good.
Did a little bit of mini putt. We had a fun little photo shoot. You know, like, it was very practical. It was fun. It was relaxed. It was calm. It wasn't chaos.
No, ours was not chaos either. I have been in wedding parties where it's a very frenetic energy, and luckily for me, did not happen that way. It was very calm. We also didn't have a big party, 2 and 2,
yeah,
on either side.
Yeah.
So not that many people having to
but
coordinate.
Even if I had six.
Just like 6 rotisserie chickens and extra mac and cheese and
blah, I mean, listen, if it has to, you know, if it had to be that way, then. Well, I'm just saying, if I had 6 people or 10, you know, it would have been
12.
Done smoothly.
Some people
and
have 12.
Yeah, some people have 12, which we'll get into that actually.
To each their own,
we'll
but not
big,
for me.
We'll get into big parties in the next segment because
okay.
Some funny stuff. But yeah, so very practical, very relaxed, you know?
Yeah.
Because
you played Nintendo.
You know, we're already dressed.
That about sums it up.
Wait, we're waiting for the photographer. You know? That's it.
Oh, my God.
Keep it simple.
But nothing, like, went wrong. Sometimes you hear of, like, these just haphazard things that just happen at the ceremony or happen at the venue.
Yeah, yeah. So
and we had thing. Nothing. We had nothing like that. But
no bloopers.
There was a period of time, like when YouTube first it came out, like when I was in college, where I was obsessed with watching those wedding bloopers. Like,
well,
things that went wrong, and you just couldn't stop watching it.
Well, actually, before YouTube, we'll give credit to America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, good point.
Props to them. They always had wedding bloopers. Like, one of the funniest ones ever, which is like, it's one of those moments like, what the fuck did you think was going to happen, okay? People had, you know, they had 10 bridesmaids, 10, you know, groomsmen. And what do? They're getting married on the water, getting married on a lake. You know where this ends up.
Oh, I do.
They all get on this old, cool-looking dock,
you know? It's like, perfect for this picture.
So then it was funny because all the bridesmaids and groomsmen are on the dock. And then who has to come on last? The bride. The groom is escorting the bride down. And sure enough, the bride goes all the way to the end because the bride and groom have to be in the middle. Then on the sides is all the bridal party. God. So what do you think happens? Those two go to the very end. That side tips in first. And now the bride's scrambling to run off the dock back on land. And now everything is just, the whole dock is sinking in. So like pretty much the whole bridal party got wet.
Oh my God.
You know? And then there's obviously the one that like sticks in my mind. I'm sure anyone who watched America's Most Funniest Home Videos would know. There's also ones where like the groom side would dip in because they weigh more than the bridesmaids.
Oh my God.
So like the whole dock thing, all the groomsmen fell in. You know, and the bride was in the back, so she fell in.
That's insane. I was in a wedding party where we were on a dock. And
so sketchy.
It wasn't until after that wedding that we ended up watching those videos. And we were like, oh my. I mean, it did definitely dip down a little bit.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a ton of people. So we were able to like quickly take those pictures and get out. But
the
worst one for me, which like I feel so bad for the bride, is it's a bride and a groom. And they're not on the water, but there is this like river or pond or something surrounding the ceremony site.
Yeah.
So the best man, the officiant asks for the rings, and the best man walks to bring up the rings, and he trips and he pushes the bride and the officiant into the water. So
I think I've seen that video.
Oh my God. Like she was drenched like head to toe, like her whole, like her veil, and it's so sad.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that guy. Oh, that best man.
He's like he slunk out.
That wasn't even a dock situation. That they accidentally just landed in the water.
He was like trying to get his balance. I think I've seen that video.
Yeah, he tripped. There was like a little step.
Yeah. Boop,
boop, and he just tripped.
That's what happens. You get too fancy, you know. You pay for what you get.
What do you mean you pay for what you get? What is that supposed to mean?
Sometimes the settings that surround, you know, that you're taking photos on, it's treacherous. Like all the stones, all the old rickety.
That
wasn't
even
stairs.
The bride's fault.
What?
She was
standing
there.
Well, that's true. She
Come on.
Bride standard.
You.
Well, I'm just saying.
That was
my point. My point is, a lot of these wedding bloopers that you see is because of, like, you know, where it's set up and how things are. Like, you know, when you're walking there, people are like, there's like a like there's a railing, okay? It's like a railing that goes like right underneath your knees. So if you back up enough, guess what? Or like a lip, you know, like I said, lip of a pond, you know. So what happens? You back up a little bit.
Yeah.
You're gonna get taken out by the lip of a little pond thing, and you're gonna fall in backwards.
I know, but
you gotta mind your surroundings, like in the Batman movie. You just gotta mind your surroundings when you take pictures.
Our photographer
almost went into the water.
Videographer.
He was
did
like
almost go
up,
into the pond.
And
yeah.
He slipped on it. It was like a log.
I've seen that too. Another wedding blooper that comes to mind based on what you said. The videographer with like a really expensive camera, he's walking down the aisle. It's in a church, and there's a big ass tub of like holy water behind him, and he falls backwards into the holy water. Both cameras fall into the holy water.
Is this a human sized tub?
It's a human sized tub, but filled with holy water.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I asked the church.
They just baptize, like, you know, 30-year-old dudes. Just, like, don't get in. Like, what the fuck? Why do you need a bathtub says holy water?
That's
like
an expensive-ass camera.
They need, like, you know, slightly bigger than a cereal bowl. You need a tub.
That's an expensive ass camera that just went into a friggin' thing of holy water. That's like,
yeah, and then whatever that holy water is, whatever, you know, chemical compounds are in that thing.
Well, they bless it.
Well, at least the camera is blessed.
I mean, to
even though it's short, hopefully they got some footage out of that.
Oh, I don't know. That's ceremony. That was only beginning of the day.
And then, oh yeah, well, and then one more blooper.
Okay.
Very scary, much scarier than falling into water. The opposite of getting wet.
Oh.
Is people who have tons of candles.
Candles. Oh my God! Yes.
I mean, America's Funniest Home Videos. I'll say it again. I don't know how many videos I saw of, you know, of course, bride's dress, super long, a lot of cloth.
Yeah.
They move a little bit. They make a little
candles
adjustment.
Candles on the ground.
Candle knocks over. Bride on fire. Oh my God. I've seen at least five videos from America's Funniest Home Videos of a bride's dress getting caught on fire or someone else getting caught on fire. Bridesmaid's dress, you know, like they might be a little, you know, whatever. Now, again, keep in mind, I'll preface this by saying these weddings bloopers are from like the 90s and 80s, which is amazing.
Lots
it's
of
amazing
hairspray.
Footage. It's amazing, like grainy video footage, but that's a whole nother rabbit hole to go in.
Oh my God. I mean, that's why I didn't want to put any pillar candles on the ground.
Yeah.
None.
Treacherous.
Like, I'm good. Just like put them elsewhere. I don't want to have to dodge fire.
It's insane. It's insane. Some of the things.
Yeah. All for the ambiance. And then your poor dress catches on fire.
Yeah.
And then like you could, cause like the material is sometimes very thin and light. So it could spread very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on what the material is made of and how flammable it is. Like, wedding dresses aren't necessarily made flame retardant.
No, they're just made for, I mean, I
they're
don't know
just made
the
for to not catch on fire.
I can't even imagine what's involved, but, you know, it's, you gotta be careful. You gotta think shit through. Figure out what's going on, because
oh my God.
Too many America's Funniest Home Videos in my mind for some
there's of
these
just
things.
There's too many.
And you got
but
the
knock on all the wood that we did not we didn't make it to America's Funniest Home Videos
no, we didn't
for
qualify.
That.
Thank God for that. Yeah. But yeah. So
yeah.
Yep.
Oh, poor brides. Hopefully they get a redo and once they're dry.
I don't know those ones, but those ones from the 80s and 90s, at least they made it on America's Funniest Home Videos.
There you go. That's true. I think it's time for our game. Stump the cronk and stump the bro.
Ooh. All right, let's see.
Who wants to go first? Should we rock, paper, scissors?
You want to rock, paper, scissors for it? All right,
do you want to share the story of rock, paper, scissors first?
Oh, yes. Oh, fine. Yeah, it'll be a good transition. We basically, short story is we rock, paper, scissors for who would do their vows first.
We're very competitive.
Yes. So, and why don't you tell them?
I won. So I went first.
Which I kind of wanted to go second anyway, but, you know, it is what it is. So it kind of worked out.
Oh, well, that's good.
But
I won.
All right, so.
Ready?
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
So are we going to do best of three or just one?
Just one.
Just one? Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Did it again.
Oh my God.
We threw scissors five times in a row. We played during our ceremony.
We kept throwing the same one.
Ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay, you go.
Wait, paper beats rock?
Yeah, I know. So you go. Like, you win. So.
But, all right. So just so you know, going forward, the winner just gets to pick who goes.
Oh, fine. The winner, you pick then.
You know what? I'm going to punish you for this. You go first.
That's fine.
Okay.
Feisty.
You just have to. The winner chooses. Don't get so jumpy.
I'm so sorry.
She's not used to winning, so she doesn't understand.
Oh, excuse me.
Go ahead. Try to stump the
bro. So, wedding themed, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So, when did the garter belt tradition originate? Was it A, in the Prohibition era? B, the Middle Ages? C, the 60s? Or D, Adam and Eve invented it.
All right. Definitely not the 60s. That had to have started before that. I don't think Adam and Eve. There's no proof of that. So if that was the answer, I would dispute that. The garter. I mean, so basically my two choice, I'm torn between Middle Ages and the Prohibition era.
Hmm.
Middle Ages and Prohibition era. Now the Middle Ages, they were more like, Middle Ages a little more strict with stuff, right? I mean, they weren't as like scandalous with things like that. All right, I think you might got me. You think you might get me here, but I'm going to go with Prohibition era.
You are incorrect. It is the Middle Ages.
Shit.
I stumped him. All right. I stumped the bro.
All right, good. You stumped the bro. Okay. All right, good work, good work. Oh, I almost had it too.
You were very close. Yeah, you were close to getting it.
All right, my question is also wedding themed.
Okay.
All right, so I sourced this from The Knot, which is a very popular.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a quick Google search, but it happened to work out. What is the average size guest list for a wedding? Okay, we have A, 98 guests is the average.
Okay.
We have B, 131 guests is the average.
Hmm.
And then C, 102 guests is the average. And then D, 111 guests. Now, this data was recorded from 2019.
Right, pre-pandemic.
A non-COVID wedding year.
Right, yeah.
So A, 98 guests, B, 131, C, 102, D, 111. What do you say, Kronk? What is your guess?
I'm the average size
guest list for a wedding.
I'm going to say a lot of people go big. So I'm going to say B, 131.
Final answer?
It's my final answer.
Shit.
Yes!
All right, you swept the stump game today. Damn.
Yes. We should have had stakes. I should have won something. It's okay.
Oh, man. Well, that's pretty impressive. You got the sweep.
Well, I really did think that most people, like pre-pandemic, we attended a lot of weddings that were 175, 200, 150.
Yeah.
So I felt like the other ones are maybe, but it was more likely that it would be higher for me. So that's where my theory came from.
All right. All right. Well, good work.
Good work. It's okay.
Yeah.
I win.
Damn it. All right. All right. Well, our wedding theme will continue.
In part two.
Part two.
So stay tuned. Episode.
Stay tuned for more fun, more wedding facts, more wedding knowledge, and more marriage and wedding stories to come.
Oh, yes. Well, thanks for letting us dish on some of our favorites.
Yep. So thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Yes. See you for part two.
See you next time. Take care.
Kronk and the Bro is produced in partnership by House of Kronk and Young Hall. This episode is edited and mixed by Sarah Kronk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and follow us on social media at Kronk and the Bro. Thanks for listening.